another. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's already Tuesday, the 13th day of July, 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be live for the next 3 hours here on this worldwide broadcast. And we have a group coming on that is a coalition of, what, over a dozen organizations that are exposing the Terry Schiavo Schindler case, the lady who's not in a coma, who the media tried to claim was in a coma. When she responds, has her eyes open, smiles, laughs. To give you an update on this, because we haven't talked about it in a few months, we'll do that for about 20, 30 minutes in the second hour. Paul Joseph Watson will join us at the bottom of the next hour and be with us for the rest of the broadcast, so for half of the transmission coming up at the halfway point in the middle of the next hour, to cover a whole plethora of vital news and information. In this first hour and on into the second and third, we're going to have wide open telephones. Any issue you'd like to discuss, any news item you have a question or a comment about or something we haven't covered that you want to bring to the fore. The websites are prisonplanet.com, prisonplanet.tv, and, of course, infowars.com. And you'll see different news on all three of the sites. A lot of the same news, but also different news and postings and audio and video. So it's well worth your time to check out all three of the sites with a click of your mouse daily if you're on the computer online. Boy, I tell you, I want to get into suspending the election or postponing the election. Back in late May, over a month ago, we began to hear rumblings out of the Federal Elections Commission and other federal bodies about a movement to suspend the election. And even back in the mid-1980s with Rex 84, there were discussions if there were terrorist attacks or uprisings in the country. Of course, the government claimed it was communists that were going to do it, when in reality, the people that own America control the communists as well. It's kind of a crisis they create. Same thing with international terrorism being the new threat today. There were, you know, these communists everywhere. We might have to have martial law to counter them. Boy, the elite just hate robbing and ruling over us and putting in the same thing as a communist or command and control system in the name of stopping some type of communist takeover. So this has been going on for a long, long time. And surprisingly enough, last week the White House came out and discussed this, and it was in the Associated Press, and we covered it, and that I've been on many talk shows in the last week, and some of the talk shows, some of the listeners, were denying that this report even existed. You know, it's like the bills in Congress for a draft. We read the bill numbers, have links to it, and we're still conspiracy theorists. They have been announcing it, they have been doing it, but the denial really ended yesterday with a bunch of reports and Democrats, congressmen and women, on television saying they think it might be some type of conspiracy theory that Bush might be planning to cancel the election. And you go, well, then what's really going on here? Because John Kerry and George Bush, John Forbes Kerry, George Walker Bush, are cousins on both sides of their families. They, at the same time, not just both sides of their families, I mean, you know, their great-grandmothers are related, and their, you know, great-great-great-grandfathers are related. I mean, they're just, it's all interbred. That's a whole other subject. The point is, they're members of the same secret group. Kerry's for the war, for gun control, for open borders, for UNESCO. So is Bush. So why then are they talking about suspending an election? We'll talk about that when we get back. Get into the latest developments. Homeland Security confirms election day talks, election delay talks, and much more. Just jam-packed key news and information. I'm Alex Jones, your host, fighting tyranny, defending liberty. Stay with us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight Central, I'm your host here, Alex Jones. And let us now dive straight into the news and information as we battle this global crime syndicate known as the New World Order that is attempting to dumb us all down and subjugate us under the threat of terrorism into a worldwide police state. Homeland Security confirms election delay talks. And this is from the Voice of America, the government. The Department of Homeland Security has confirmed that the Bush administration has discussed possibly delaying the November presidential election if there is a new terrorist attack. The report in Newsweek, and confirmed Monday, says the discussion was spurred by a letter from U.S. Election Assistance Commission Chairman DeFrost Sorties. Newsweek says, we talked about this a month and a half ago, but Newsweek always breaks everything. Like the New York Times told us about a group called Bilderberg last week. It's just they've broken the story of it. How they were the ones that decided to have a vice president candidate, John Edwards. Just, man, you're such a journalist. Newsweek says Mr. Sorries wrote Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge to suggest asking Congress for emergency legislation to allow postponing of the election after any attack. Well, the AP article last week said that. Newsweek, you didn't break anything. I'm sick of the media not crediting people correctly. Newsweek, I don't think, has ever broken anything. They just grab stuff from the AP. But the Republican chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, California's Christopher Cox, told CNN Sunday the request was a prudent effort to plan for what he called doomsday scenarios. Now, again, I always love it how it's some commission, a blue ribbon panel of experts, totally unpartisan, recommends this. Of course, they don't mention here that the Election Assistance Commission was created 3 years ago by Lord Bush, and that the U.S. Election Assistance Commission got the $5 billion, they asked for six, but they ended up getting a little over $5 billion for the Voter Assistance Act, and they run around paying off publicly, publicly, of course, all out in the open as usual, local county clerks and attorney generals and others in your states to put in the electronic fraud boxes publicly run by the Central Intelligence Agency. Well, that's who runs the major, keep saying three companies, the major four are all run by former directors or deputy directors or former heads of NSA and their employees or CIA officers, and they're in armored compounds with men with short haircuts walking around in black suits with black ties with men in the parking lots with machine guns. But again, it's all part of the freedom. All part of the freedom, all part of the freedom. I mean, I'm ready to just to go cuckoo, folks. I mean, this is just getting more and more ridiculous by the millisecond. And this commission was appointed by Lord Bush, just like the Independent 9/11 Commission, just like Janet Reno appointing the Waco Commission. And so independent. I mean, again, it's like Adolf Hitler appointing Heinrich Himmler to run the Nuremberg trials against him. You know, I mean, I guess we're going to buy into this. It's like having Khrushchev investigate Stalin. I understand. I know Khrushchev was against Stalin. Just please, people. It's getting. That's the problem with this situation. I mean, yes, the government can say, shouldn't we have national emergency preparations ready in case we're attacked by terrorists? Well, I mean, in a perfect world, if angels ran the government, but angels don't run the government. The people in the government, whether they be Democrat or Republican, are all a bunch of gun-grabbing, American-hating, terrorist-funding lunatics. I mean, those in power, committee chairman and above, the major committees, and the Supreme Court, and the executive, and all of these people are sickening slobs. By slobs, they are gutting America, sucking it dry, the blood of the country, the lifeblood splattering about their swollen, demonic faces. And to watch Ridge stomping around, just oozing evil. I mean, you can look at him and see how evil he is, and Bush, and snickering Kerry, and all of them. I mean, it just on the surface, if I saw somebody walking like that, whether they were in a suit or not, in a dark alley, I would shrink away from them. They just radiate a vampiric aura. And I use that in a figurative term. I don't mean that literally. Oh, but again, it's not just that they have this aura of serial killers, of fiends. It is then their actions are fiendish, cunning, wicked, calculating, dismantling the country, looting the country, looting the treasury, bribery, scamming in the trillions of dollars, mass embezzlement, greedy destruction of freedom, federalization of major cities, huge FEMA command bunkers brimming with CIA and troops, publicly from Maine to Texas. And they're now with top generals spouting off on a weekly basis about martial law is actually good, Big Brother is actually good, all the definitions being, you know, altered, meanings of words being changed. a pack of giggling neocons in the streets, worshiping their leaders, worshiping big government, worshiping the destruction of America, worshiping Rush Limbaugh, worshiping Michael Wiener, Michael Savage, worshiping Sean Hannity, worshiping lies. Remember in the last 2 months why they found nerve gas shells on the side of the road? They Saddam was shipping out weapons of mass destruction. All those reports turned out, as usual, to be false, like the, 50 to 100, I haven't counted them up, it's over 50, fake reports of the past. Just wall-to-wall criminality, foaming at the mouth, running around, just butchering everything, giant control grids going in. And the average American doesn't know who the vice president is. Did you know that? The average American doesn't know how many states there are. The average American cannot list more than 10 state capitals, in many cases 5 state capitals. They don't know how many continents there are. They can't find Iraq on a large globe. I mean, I'm talking about professionals, people. We read these studies all the time. They don't know anything. They don't know where power comes from when it comes out of their light bulb in the form of light. They don't know where TV broadcasts come from. Ask these people. Ask these educated idiots. They don't know how to skin a buck or run a trot line. They don't know how to change a tire. They don't know anything but how to act cool at the country club. And if they're a hippie, they just know how to say, turn your guns into the government, they'll take good care of you. Being disarmed was real good for the Native Americans, and black slaves couldn't own guns, so why should we? Well, no, they don't actually say that. That's how they should see gun control, as the slave master slave position. But you people better wake up, because I'm not even the sharpest knife in the drawer. Sometimes I wonder if my elevator goes all the way to the top, but compared to you, compared to some of you, at least I'm a human being. You people don't have the smarts of a possum. Your brains are possum-like. All right, this is how I really feel about everything, folks. Tyranny. When they start talking about martial law and suspending elections and terrorists are going to blow the Capitol up for sure, U.S. News and World Report, the White House told us, blah, blah, blah. Foreign troops may keep us safe. We may have foreign troops patrolling American streets for your safety. It's ridiculous. It's just they are doing this to get you ready for it. And let me tell you something. These yuppies and people that think all this is funny, let me tell them something. I know that as things get worse in this country, you're going to cling to the government, beg the government, love, parrot, put out 15 plastic flags in your yard made by slaves, desecrated American flags, and think you're patriotic. I know you'll grovel to the system, grovel to the state, like demonic baby birds begging. And you think that'll keep you safe. As things get worse, you think groveling, volunteering to be a tattletale, getting a petty power position, you think that will protect you. And it will not protect you, you cowardly trash. And I know you're listening. You know what I'm telling you is true. You know it's tyranny. And so you make a split-second decision to giggle about it and to grovel at the feet of it. That goes for you, too, corrupt police. That goes for you, government officials and authorities who call us civilians here in the new military dictatorship. I know you think it's all real funny. Well, it's not funny. The destruction of America and the establishment of the most high-tech, oppressive police state Orwellian system ever known in world history is saddening. And it will hurt all of us, whether we fight it or we serve it. And so, shame on you, you cowardly filth. Shame on you, you bloody dogs. You are a bunch of worms. Self-hating, willfully ignorant, cowards. We'll be right back.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Is America bankrupt? Are we on the verge of an all-out economic collapse? What can be done to protect your family and assets? What kinds of investments will be able to withstand an economic meltdown? The problem is, it's not always easy to find great solutions. And during these dangerous economic times, finding the right solution is crucial. Midas Resources has been a leader in educating people not only about the shaky economic future and its many problems, but also the solutions. Now Midas Resources is proud to offer, free of charge, Peter Kershaw's renowned book, Economic Solutions, the incredible story of how you and America are being bankrupted and what you can do to avoid the wipeout. Read Economic Solutions and learn about the greatest scam ever, the Federal Reserve Act. Learn about the great income tax swindle and the agenda of the New World Order. And learn how you can take steps now to protect yourself and family during these uncertain times. Call Midas Resources toll-free at 1-800-686-2237 and ask for your free copy of Economic Solutions and begin planning your family's economic survival. Call 1-800-686-2237. Do it today. You'll be glad you did.
My family's breathing easier, and now you can too. Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the Biozone Air Purifier. The Biozone Air Purifier is not a filter system. It works at the molecular level, finding the small bits of dust, allergens, and other particles in your air into clumps that are too heavy to float. They fall harmlessly to the floor to be literally swept away. Nothing escapes. The Biozone Air Purifier also kills virus and bacteria germs and totally removes odors. Out on the farm, we have several cats and two big dogs, so pet odors can be a concern. But like the odors from anything else, simply gone. Smoke? My wife and I don't, but several of our friends do. Our Biozone air purifier clears out that smoke literally within minutes. I use it myself, and I'm telling you, your Biozone air purifier will improve the air in your home. It even comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee and free shipping. Call toll-free 888-88-MY-AIR today. That's 1-888-88-MY-AIR, or visit www.purifymyair.com. That's purifymyair.com. Order yours today, and you'll get a bathroom ionizer, a $40 value, free. Get your Biozone air purifier today, and you'll be breathing easier, too.
All right, your calls are coming up in the next segment. Mike and Paul and Mike and Jim and George and many, many others. Toll free number to join us, 800-259-9231. And I wasn't speaking to 95% of our audience, but the sniveling types out there that have decided to join this system out of fear. Those that are experts at doublethink, just shame on you. I mean, there's no end to what you won't buy into, what you won't go along with. And there's several editorials about the suspension of the elections that are being discussed. And it's very, very very, very scary to see Governor Ridge is up there. I mean, he is just so evil, smiling at us now. You know, we've had elections during the Civil War, elections during World War II, but if the terrorists attack, we can't have elections. And, oh, funny, the government's been preparing for this long before 9/11. And then, oh, when you look at who was behind 9/11, it was the very military-industrial complex taking over the entire economy. It isn't enough to loot the Pentagon of $1.2 trillion, now $1.2 trillion plus, and no one gets in trouble. You know, some captain who steals $3,000 off the credit card gets a felony charge and a couple years in prison, as they should, but the corporations steal trillions and nothing happens. See, and now the criminals are going, we're getting away with this. Let's run wild. See, the New World Order is so the criminals have their world government to feed on you at their leisure. And there's never an end to it. There's never enough for tyrants. They always want more. Homeland Security, worried about threat fatigue, considers revamping system to keep you afraid, New York Times. The federal government's color-coded threat system is too vague and confusing to help many local and state law enforcement officials prepare for possible terrorist attacks. Of course, that's our headline we wrote. Congressional investigators said Monday in a report that prompted leading members of Congress to call for an overhaul. Yeah, it doesn't scare people properly. The report by the General Accounting Office, the investigative arm of Congress, cited widespread concern among federal, state, and local officials about the quality and timing of threat information they received from Department of Homeland Security. A survey sent to 84 agencies, states, and United States territories as part of the study found that the warnings were often vague and inadequate. Well, the terrorists can't tell us when they're going to strike. You don't expect Ridge to tell us when his bosses are going to strike us, do you? I mean, it's vague. They're going to hit us for sure, but no specifics, very vague. Very vague how Bush ordered FBI not to stop Al-Qaeda. And that's very specific. And it continues, and had hindered their ability to determine whether they were at risk and what protective measures to take in response. Well, just teaches you how to be federalized. That's the whole point of this. What the billboards are going to flash, the Amber Alert was never to find lost children, they now admit. Back in the 80s, I've even had the former FCC top lawyer on, who's now a private professor, and I had him on a few years ago. It was meant to be a control grid and government announcements, and people at local stations laughed at me 5 years ago, and now they're saying, Alex, the Texas Association of Broadcasters at the meeting, they said the government wants to take program time every day and break in whenever they want with announcements about gun control and the environment. Oh, yes, yes. Yes, nationwide, you'll be enjoying it. Soviet-style news. Well, after all the terrorists have hit us, we've got to do it. Representative Christopher Cox, the California Republican who leads the House Homeland Security Committee, said in releasing a report to the officials overseeing the threat system needed to make it work better or get rid of it. Mr. Cox, Representative Jim Turner of Texas, the ranking Democrat on the panel, said the panel was at risk for the public was at risk for threat fatigue. I'm afraid if we don't make improvements in the system, Mr. Turner said, the public's going to lose trust and confidence in the system. Oh, don't worry. They're getting ready to give us some reasons to pay more attention to it. Many people criticized the government and the Patriot Act before the nuke went off. And now we have the national draft and hail our leaders. And many conservative talk show hosts have called for arresting those that disagree with the government were laughed at. Now they are being praised. They'll bring us freedom. Those that criticized the government aided Al-Qaeda and caused 1.5 million deaths in the weaponized smallpox outbreak of 05. But the gracious leader, Lord Kerry, led the fight against them. An alliance between conservatives and Kerry before the horrible nuke and bio attack was unthought of. But now when it was learned that left-wing and right-wing elements were working with Al-Qaeda grassroots, the peace activists and right-wing Christian zealots are being arrested and sent to work camps to pay their fair share. They, against the homeland. It's a good, remember I used to talk about how they might suspend the election, how they're talking about martial law, how all this was starting to happen? You really want to see this happen? All the talk show hosts now, they're all on the radio. Arrest those who disagree with the government. Arrest those who disagree with the government. They're going to cause Al-Qaeda to strike. It's going to be their fault when it happens. Oh, but who are the real terrorists? Be right back with your calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm a nurse, and I injured my back, and I've lost 22 pounds and 9 inches. I would definitely recommend Vim and Vigor.
As far as losing weight, Vim and Vigor is the best investment I ever made. It actually works.
I have tried and been on so many weight loss things over the years. I've tried many, many products. I have never experienced anything like collagenate. I have lost 17 pounds in a little less than 8 weeks. It truly works. Collagenate is wonderful.
Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Vim and Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim and Vigor's collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. Get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. So call now. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply, and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912, or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, we're about to go to your phone calls. And then we'll get into more on their plans to suspend the election. Will they do it? They're certainly talking about it. Also, Congress should slam the door on email snoops. This out of the Sun Herald. Red Cross fears U.S. is hiding detainees. This out of the Associated Press. The Red Cross fears the CIA and the Washington Post and other publications 2 years ago bragged that they were, quote, taking people to Jordan and Egypt and other third-party countries where they could, quote, torture them and their children. In fact, I know Paul Watson's listening. Paul, with this article, you ought to, at the bottom of it, post that Washington Post article. I know we've got that in the torture section on the website, so people can see that. Again, this was the Orwellian nature of the news. It's all admitted. You heard them say torture was good years ago. And then when they get caught and you see the images, we never said that. Why, we didn't torture. So they've got folks all over the planet. And now what we told you was in the Army report has come out. The torture of children, people's children, and I mean 10-year-olds, 12-year-olds, 5-year-olds. How do you support that, you sickos? The people, you know, out there that we've all heard on the radio promoting torture. And now they don't want to talk about it. No, they don't want to talk about it. Also, later I want to read the 14 signposts to slavery. We'll go over these. And there's a, this is out of the Associated Press. There's a lot of censorship going on. There's a, the number one hip-hop artist, Jadakiss, I hope I'm not mispronouncing that, but he has the number one single out right now, says, "Why did Bush knock down the towers?" And he said, "Look, I live in New York. Most people in New York," and he has his quotes right here, "think the government did it." And so radio stations are editing it out, and MTV is editing it out. And so there you have it. Oh, most people in New York think the government did it. I mean, number one song right now. Number one. Number one. What you gonna do, bad boys, bad boys? What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we come for you? What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they say the world is round? You've been saying it's flat for a long, long time. But now we're going to kick you in your behind. All right, folks. My own little... My own little rap there for the New World Order. But seriously, what you going to do, New World Order, when we come for you? When the number one songs out there in the popular culture say you did it? What you going to do? Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Pennsylvania. Mike, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, yes, Alex. I just wanted to mention, I went to a university that I won't mention which one, but I wanted to look at their budget reports. I saw one of your videos, and I thought I'll go down and take a look myself. And I'd like to say something to your caller.
Okay, well, give folks some background. You saw comprehensive annual financial reports exposed. The video I don't really promote. It's great stuff. Pretty dry, though, but it's really informative about a double set of books that counties, cities, and the states have set up in the 50s, starting in Chicago. It's unified fraud, 70-plus percent of the stock market.
Oh, Alex, I mean...
But just since you mentioned it, I want to give folks some background. Go ahead.
Right, no, I mean, you say it's, like, not that big. It's everything. It's the biggest deal, I think. I mean, I think this is the biggest deal of everything. But in any case,
I think it's a big deal. I'm just saying it's my driest video. Go ahead.
Okay. A point well taken. I went down to the university and it's public information. I think a lot of your callers should do this. And I'd like to point out to the callers that I appreciate when they call in with a lot of their information and things like that. And you have great guests on. And as a member of PrisonPlanet.tv, could I request that you put that David Icke interview up from yesterday? Great guest.
It is up.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Didn't look at it. In any case, I looked at their budget reports, and me and a guy used to be the president of the university looked at their budget reports, and it took us a little bit to find the revenues. Okay, but what they were doing is they would take about 10% of their yearly revenues. I think they made something like $226 million that year. Okay, and they took about 23.7 in 03 and then something like 26 million after they raised tuition in 04 and they put them in these two slush funds. Okay, and it was probably a total of, you know, 50 million in the last 2 years and they would put them in these slush funds. And if you look at the budgets from those slush funds, that's basically like a one-way tunnel. Money goes out of the university, never comes back in. They invest it. There's probably in the tens of billions in those slush funds.
Well, let me stop you.
Go ahead.
There are over 10,000 government or quasi-government groups, counties, cities, school districts. Do you know how much UT has in the public budget slush fund, not the off-budget comprehensive annual financial report fund?
No, sir, I don't.
University of Texas at Austin, biggest university in the country. Guess how much it has in the public, transparent, cream budget. Well, they admit that...
$1.2 billion. I'll take a lucky guess.
$24-plus billion. Okay.
I got one more question.
Now, do you know how much they have off budget?
I would imagine it'd be more. If it's,
well, when I checked it 3 years ago, it was over $120 billion. And when you go to UT... Until you are a graduate student, you never see, I'm not joking, You will rarely see anyone who speaks English. You are taught nothing. You're given horrible textbooks. They raise tuition every year. They mercilessly feed on the students. People pay on average of something like $80,000+ to get a 4-year a degree from this cesspool. And guess where the money goes from the UT public slush fund, the one they admit, the $24 billion one? It went to start the Rangers, you know, to buy into that. It went to help set up Clear Channel. And it is the private cash machine of the neocons here locally.
I wanted to point out one more thing, if you would, please. The word anti-Semitism, I think, is really, really misused. I understand how Semite is someone from the Middle Eastern region. And for someone to say that's more than anti-Semite because they're anti either Israeli nationalist or anti-Jew, I think that's way off base and misrepresented. And I really think the media should start using it in correct form. If you're an anti-Semite, well, that means you are someone against someone from the entire region, not necessarily an Israeli.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I appreciate the call. I got to get on to some other callers. I don't believe any one group runs the New World Order. I don't think black people run it. I don't think black people are the chosen people. Like Khalid Muhammad says, I don't think white people, you know, are the chosen people. I think that, you know, we're all God's creatures. And I think we've got evil people running the New World Order. What the globalists will do is, anytime you criticize world government or international finance, because there is some Jewish mafia involved in it, they don't dominate it, but many of the power positions they're in the U.S. and Europe. But the owners of it are the Dutch and British royalty and others. It's predominantly a WASP mafia, which is so powerful you never hear of it, as if, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant or Catholic mafia doesn't exist when it's the dominant mafia. But, if you criticize Jewish mafia, I mean, there's been 100 books written by Jews about Jewish mafia. I will criticize the Jewish mafia. And then they'll try to say, well, that's anti-Semitic, and that's ridiculous. Paul in Delaware, and then Jim and George and Dave and others. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, Alex, how you doing today?
Good.
I just wanted to apologize because you had said that I was accusing you of spinning. No, I just wanted to get the point out. Plus, my blood pressure was a little bit boiling because...
Well, I don't remember. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about... You were talking about The Matrix with David Icke yesterday.
Yes.
And you had said that I was trying to accuse you of... Or I was spinning the story. I just want to say, no, I wasn't accusing you of spinning the story, but... I was just, I guess my blood pressure was going a little bit up because you were sitting on the phone with David Icke, and I knew there were so many callers. You were talking about, 9/11 and things with David Icke. The people that want to talk to this guy either are against his reptilian phase or they want to talk to him about it because they like it. But the also, I wanted to clarify that I do not support Khalid Muhammad, but I do... agree with his unbending, unyielding, position against. And by the way, he's passed away, so he's no longer living. But I do agree with that. But as far as
on a minute, Khalid Muhammad, the bald-headed black guy.
Yeah, he died of an aneurysm, and
that's pretty suspicious.
Yeah, it is. But I just want.
He was a young man.
Yeah, he was, and very, very fit from what you could tell of him. He looked like he was in very good shape. But I just want to clarify, no, I'm not a supporter of Khalid Muhammad, but, I mean, it's just like I could bring
I certainly hope not, because I got him on video saying this.
Oh, yeah.
We kill the women, we kill the children, we kill the little blue-eyed babies, that's right, and we kill the white women because they are the military manufacturing center, and every 9 months they lay it out on their back and fresh reinforcements roll out.
Yeah, I can...
You ever seen him say that?
Oh yeah, I have seen him say that, but I don't agree with that. I'm definitely against racism. I'm against the people against Jews. I can tell you what, there's a lot of Jews that you do find out about because people have got into this mentality that it's all the Jews. So you do find a lot of information about the Jewish community, some portions of it that have been involved with the Illuminati and different portions of world government.
But
whatever.
What is this obsession with Jews? I mean, I'm sick of it. This is it's a big diversion.
You know what I think it is? I think that people, they got to point the finger somewhere, and,
How about evil? I got to let you go, Paul.
Okay,
good to hear from you. I got to get to all these calls. Jim in Texas. Jim, go ahead. You're on the air.
Thank you, Alex. I called last time. I was so nervous. I just ran.
That's okay. Go ahead.
Listen, first I want to thank you because you do the research that I'm not capable. I don't have the time, and then I just go to Prison Planet and InfoWars and pick it up. I have friends that They won't click on a prison plan if they're afraid the black helicopters will come by.
Right, unlimited amounts of them.
Ridiculous. There's two things I'd like to tell you. You mentioned something, I listened last night, and you mentioned they mentioned this man was dead, and you said, well, they faked their death, and then they had the technology to be young.
Well, a caller said it was David Rockefeller, and it was not David Rockefeller that died. It was, I got the article here. It was one of the other ones.
Well, it's not about his death, but you mentioned sometimes they fake their death because they have the technology to look 30 again, and I'd never seen anything on that. Do you have anywhere to search that out? You were saying that?
Yeah, that's actually a great area of my study that I haven't gotten into enough on the air, but
I haven't seen anything.
What I'm saying is, sir, the technology we see today is 30 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And there are, what they do is, that you know, the medical system is designed where they, quote, practice on us. That's why they call it a practice. And then the American Medical Association and Big Pharma doesn't authorize all the real developments and cures and things. They only bring to the market the treatments. And then the elite have access to the real cures and things. And they admit that somebody can easily live to be comfortably 130, 140 now, but the elite have said in white papers and other publications that they don't want us to have access to that. They can't let 6+ billion people have access to that. So they've got to dumb us down kind of into a stagnated technological level while they develop under national security these pinnacles of secret technology and a parallel highly advanced civilization that's been built under national security, literally right under us.
Thank you. One other thing. I don't have a computer. I checked Prison Planet InfoWars at a friend's, but I think I'm going to go ahead and sign her up for Prison Planet TV. I've been saying when I get a computer, I'll do it. Listen, you mentioned one other thing. You said one time about a song that John Lennon came out with that you have the record. In about a week, I wish you'd put that on TV where we could tape
it. Yeah, somewhere in my office and hundreds of CDs and thousands, literally thousands of videotapes. And my buddy Mason made a bunch of copies of it. I need to get him to give me one of the copies.
Yeah,
somewhere in my office, it's a bunch of songs he had right before he died about how he'd been fooled, how he was wrong, how it was all controlled, how the Illuminati devil worshippers ran things. And he actually says that in the lyrics.
Yeah, he had a tremendous following, and I'm sure they were scared of it. And it'd be nice if you could maybe put those out, if you'd get them on the TV where we could copy them on Prison Planet TV. And maybe it'd get out to the people. Like I say, he had an influence over a lot of people.
All right, sir. Well, I appreciate the call. You know, we don't really put other people's audio and video on the site. It's our video or people who've authorized us to, so I'm not going to get into the business of putting other people's music up on the website. But I should dig that out and tell folks the name of it. Let's go ahead and talk to George in Colorado. George, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
Good.
I really appreciate the job that you're doing. It's awesome. Now, what I'm going to talk about here is about 9/11, but not the 9/11 2000, but the 9/11 1973 in Chile.
Yeah, with Pinochet?
Yep. It was supported by CIA. There was no oil in Chile, but instead we have a huge Pacific Coast. We were full of Cubans, full of Russians at that time. I guess the government was pretty scared of Chile becoming a second Cuba. So that's what we have. We have a coup. We went through something really hard. Believe me, we Chileans, we do know about what a political state is. We know about torture. We know about lying. We know about a lot of things.
That's the point. I mean, if you want to fight communists, fine, but you don't put on black uniforms, torture people like the communists, act just like them in the name of fighting them, and it's this attitude of, well, we've got to be as evil as they are to win, then that comes home. Then you get a group of sociopaths. You can't fight the darkness with the darkness. And now this evil's come home to roost here in America.
Yeah. And you know, that's why it scares me when you talk about the police state being there, really being there. So you guys better stop and think about it, because that's for real. This is not a joke. This is real.
Well, so you were in Chile? You were in Chile during this?
At that time, yeah. I'm 45 years old, so I remember pretty good what happened. You see?
How old were you at the time?
I was 14 years old.
And what was
it
like?
I remember, actually, everybody at that time was touching me. everybody wanted Allende to go out of the power because he was a real mess. I mean, we were full of foreign people that had nothing to do with the country, that did not rule, and stuff like that. But man, what came after that was awful. I mean, we're talking about 17 years of a police state.
What was it like? What was it like?
Well, you have no freedom of speech. People were missing. People that are missing until today. There's a lot of people that you don't know where they are. You don't know whether they are dead or whether they are whatever.
Well, they're gone for 30 years. They're in a shallow grave.
Yeah, we're talking about 30 years ago. So that calls me up from the Illuminati, the 9/11, because it was on 9/11.
That's when they took over, yeah.
So that number is pretty Kabbalistic, huh? You didn't dial 9/11, you want to call the police. And we
That's
have
right.
2009/11. We have 1973, 9/11 in Chile. Come
and
on,
Madrid.
What's going on here?
And Madrid was 3/11. Thanks for the call. Interesting points. People disappearing. Well, that's what the Supreme Court says they can do. I mean, that's what America's about. Secretly arresting people. Disappearing. Torture. It's freedom.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
We're going to give you an update on the Terry Schiavo Schindler case. Coming up for about 20 minutes of the next hour, then we got Paul Watson for the balance of the broadcast. I'd like to have him up once a week from PrisonPlanet.com, my website. And we'll get into all this other news. We're going to go to David and Perry and Mike and Carson and others as well here in just a moment. And before I do that, I'm a documentary filmmaker, my friends. I've made 10 films. I've written a book, I've published a book, I carry a bunch of other great videos and books and T-shirts and Infowars.com bumper stickers. So please visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to peruse the videos, to watch free video clips of them, to order them via our safe, secure shopping cart. The 9/11 videos I've made are 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. Part 2 of that is The Masters of Terror Exposed. Both videos are excellent, over 2 hours. Amazing films you need to have. I also carry Eric Hufschmidt's video, 9/11 Painful Deceptions, his book, 9/11 Painful Questions, book and video. And we have George Humphrey's new video, 9/11 The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati, which is an amazing video. It's only $19.95. Get a free color book with it, 80-plus page color book full of all the documents and news articles and information that are in the film and more. There's more in the film. Get a second copy of that for $14.95 and three copies of the booklet. So that's two copies and three booklets for $34.95. You save $5 and get two additional booklets. My films are $25.95 apiece. $20 if you order three or more of any of the 10 titles that I've made. You're authorized to make copies of my videos, by the way, for nonprofit educational purposes. So PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com to order via the secure online shopping cart, or call toll-free, my friends, at 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Operators are there right now to take your order or answer your questions. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. This is my life's work. I put my life on the line to do it, and I think it's worth it, and I hope you'll get the videos and so the truth can be known. All right, let's talk to David in Illinois. You're on the air, sir.
Alex, you talk about how you could tell by the media push that Osama bin Laden was going to do something like a 9/11, right?
And, yes.
The media push I see for the upcoming election, something to have, you know, they had a story Saturday in the Los Angeles Times about two new discs missing from Los Alamos Lab. And it says this time officials call the loss very serious, and, you know, it's the third such incident in 8 months. And
there's been dozens of instances in the history of the SIV. It's meant to proliferate weapons to create a global crisis so they can offer a world government as the solution.
Well, the way I see it is, why would they come out and, you know, give us news reports about classified data, except, you know, to scare people and to... It seems to me it's kind of like the same media push I saw with Osama bin Laden back then, you know.
Yeah, right before 9/11, this is bin Laden. He's about to get you. Give up your rights when he attacks. That buildings will be in trouble real soon. We're planning something big, Bush said. You'll see what our policy will be. Ha, ha, ha. And then magically, yeah, that's how, I mean, all those factors, hundreds of factors, I came on air and said, bin Laden will take the blame. They're going to attack probably the World Trade Center here in the next few months. Call the White House, tell them don't do it. I mean, I never do stuff like that, but I went on air and said that. And I agree. The White House is saying we will be attacked. Capitol will be destroyed. We may suspend the election. I'm not sure they're going to do it this time, but they've certainly got that on the front burner. They've got that program ready to launch that operation if they see fit.
Yeah, I think...
Oh, and I said I'd answer the question of why haven't they done that? Why haven't... Because if they got Kerry, it's a shoe-in. Why do this? Because it's about acclimating us for martial law, just getting us used to it, regardless of who's in office. Stay there, David. It's a very important point you brought up. We'll talk more about it, and we'll get our guest on. Stay with us, second hour, straight ahead. Hello.